Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to give you a review for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the sequel to the 2020 hit animated movie based on the video games, starring Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik, Ben Schwartz as Sonic, Colleen O'Shaughnessy as Tails, and Idris Elba as Knuckles. I really like this movie, and I'm going to give you my full thoughts right after a word from our sponsor. All right, so there are a few things that I liked about this movie, just overall thoughts. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. If you like Sonic and the games and this franchise, then you are most likely going to like this movie because there's lots of nods and references to the games. There's an underwater scene where he sucks a bubble in to kind of allow him to breathe longer. There's a snowboard scene. There's an ancient temple maze scene. Every reference that you could want as a fan of this franchise and anything that you could imagine that you would want to be referenced is referenced in this film, and it really shows it's a real testament to the filmmakers that they were able to walk that line between fan service and kind of like overdoing it. There's definitely a lot of fan service in this film. I know a lot of times that term fan service gets thrown around as like and it has like a negative connotation, like they're just doing things to make the fans happy, and they don't really care about the story. It doesn't really fit in. They're just throwing all these things, all these references at the fans to kind of get the fans of the property to come see the movie. But this film understands that the fans of the property are going to come see the movie anyway, regardless. So the references and the little Easter eggs and, you know, callbacks to the games and stuff like that, they add to the nostalgic feel and to the enjoyment of the movie if you are a fan. But if you're not a fan, then it won't take away from your enjoyment of the film. So I think that's the line that you have to walk when you have a very famous property like Sonic, a very, you know, popular franchise. Like, you want to have the fan service in there, but you don't want to have it to the point where it's detrimental to the story or to where it's alienating people who are not necessarily hardcore fans of the property. And I think Sonic walks that line really well. You know, there's a lot here for you to like. Like I said, if you're a fan of the franchise, and it's being exactly what it's trying to be. You know, it's a fun family film. You know, you could take your kids to it. I went with a family group, and we brought all our kids, and it was a lot of fun. They really enjoyed it. And, you know, there were a lot of other families there. And it's just good to have a movie like that in theaters that you could, that he could just take your kids to and really enjoy. You know, but that being said, it is marketed more towards kids and more towards people who are fans of the franchise. So it's not necessarily trying to do anything different than what Sonic already is. It's not trying to remake this character or cast a different light on different characters from the games. It's just what these characters are in the games and in the cartoons and everything else. That's what they are in this movie. So, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it does get a little predictable. And the characters are somewhat one dimensional. You know, like I said, kids are going to love it, but it's very reasonably tolerable for adults, I think, even if you're not a fan of the franchise. It's not going to annoy you. If you're an adult and you're not a really big Sonic fan, I think you can still get a lot of fun out of the action sequences. Some of the jokes were kind of hacky, and, you know, more geared towards kids, and like, they didn't, some of them didn't really land for me. But there are some good laughs. It's a lot of fun. You know, and one of the last thing I really want to point out, is recently Jim Carrey has said that he's going to step away from acting, that he's going to quote unquote retire. I mean, I never really believe when actors say that they're going to retire, that they actually retire. I mean, Joe Pesci said he was retired and then he came out of retirement for Martin Scorsese when he did The Irishman and he, it was nominated for an Oscar, you know, so it's like, I don't know, like if the right role comes around with the right director, you know, at the right time, any actor that is still alive could potentially still act, could still be in a movie. But that's kind of besides the point. But since Jim Carrey has recently said that he's going to step away from acting, it's kind of cool to see that unless there's a movie in between these last two Sonic movies where he's really hamming it up as Dr. Robotnik, he's really kind of ending his career the way it began, just playing this loud, boisterous, over-the-top, extremely goofy character. You know, and it's just, it's kind of cool to kind of see his career come full circle. You know, he tried to do some semi-serious acting with, you know, the number 23 and Truman Show and The Majestic, which I thought he was, he's really good as a serious actor, and I wish he would do more dramatic roles like that. But then he's kind of, you know, now he's Dr. Robotnik, and he's a cartoon character. He's playing a cartoon character, and that's kind of how he started his career, and it's just kind of cool to see him having a lot of fun ending his career the way that it began. So I just thought that was an interesting note to point out. But those, that overall is basically it, you know. It's a good movie. It's a lot of fun. I think it's been out for a while. I think it's still in theaters. If not, it's probably going to be on streaming pretty soon, and you could rent it for a few dollars. And it's definitely worth checking out. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at SMG Reviews and on my blog 1001 Film Blog at WordPress.com. 1001 filmblog.wordpress.com. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.